From where he crouched, he could not see the valley, but he knew the side of it well enough. How many times had he sat where those two sat now, looking down on the village of Quetzal that had been his home? Not so often these last years, but at first, before he had got used to life in the cave. Sometimes he had climbed up and sat here till dark, straining his eyes to catch the specks of light, picturing Leah and his grandmother at their evening meal, wondering if he would ever see them again. He never had, and he had stopped remembering and wondering, until today. Now that Joel and his sister were no longer shouting, the wind hid their voices. He stared at them, disappointed and baffled. He had to hear them. More than that, he was fighting back a longing to speak to them, his own people, after 5 years. He looked down at his bare, calloused feet, at the goatskin tunic bound with a thong around his waist. What would they think of him, those two in their clean robes and leather sandals? Suppose he should risk his freedom for nothing. But he could not help himself. Like an animal lured out of hiding, he edged slowly from behind the rock. Instantly the boy was on his feet, the girl swiftly up beside him. He might have known they would be off at the sun.